Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hitting record is like the biggest challenge that I didn't go to communication school. I bet they probably spent like a semester on it. Oh,
I know you figured it out, man.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm pissed at myself. I get nervous around head football coaches.
Come on, man.
I get
not
nervous.
Me.
I can't. I don't care how friendly. Kubiak, the friendliest guy in the world, but like it's a head coach talking to you.
Oh, come on.
It's a head coach. Yeah. Sean and I were talking. I've told Sean this story before, and I don't know if you remember this at all, but it's a funny story, and I kind of tell it as a way to give people my first impression of you.
Yeah.
And it was in training camp in 2006. You're a rookie. I'm a 10-year vet. It's the first day that you're in with the starters. And I was kind of crusty and old school. And like, hey, you're a rookie. So I don't know, he's starting already. And you got into the huddle. We were doing like a red zone drill or something. Yeah. And you were having a hard time getting the call out. Mm-hmm. And Richard Smith is yelling at us and everything. Yeah. And I said, so like, get the freaking hell call out.
Yeah.
And you looked at me, and I swear, it kind of like, you had a calming presence on me, mm-hmm. like a Beastmaster or something. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember. I tell people that, like, when I was a rookie, I do remember when you were in the huddle,
yeah,
frustrated and grumpy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, rookie, make sure I get the call.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That was the main thing, but you needed that. I needed that as a rookie,
uh-huh.
Right? And I think a lot of guys, this is what the game kind of misses now,
mm-hmm.
Right? You don't have as many 10-year vets,
yeah,
who – from playing with you and other vets who were on the team, it made me realize really quickly as a young player, like, hey, this is important. Like,
yeah,
these guys have families,
uh-huh,
have kids. Like, this is how I feel.
Like, this
my
is
family.
Business.
This
yeah.
is business. And it just, man, this is real. And
really?
I can't mess around. So that really forced me to make sure, mm-hmm, I was really dialed in on,
yeah,
communication, really sent me down a path to know, make sure I know what everybody had on the field, make sure I knew all the calls and checks so I never messed up.
Oh, so, I feel better. I felt bad about that for like 20 years now. Okay, good. It's good. because the other side of that too is you went on, you had a great rookie year, and I was injured that year, so I was kind of watching from afar. And I got released in the offseason, and I had to come back to Houston a couple weeks later. And you were the first person I saw when I parked out. I had to park in the staff lot instead,
yeah,
of the player lot, you know, and it's kind of tough. You're walking in there,
yeah,
and you just, and you came out, and you were the first person I came across. And honestly, I felt like you came out and you just, I felt you like were excited to see me and talk,
yeah,
to me, and you were listening to me. I was like, this is a full grown man now.
Man. Wow.
But like, that meant a lot to me. Honestly, it was like that was like the first time in my life I'd been cut, and you're going through all this stuff. And it was just really cool to watch you that year transform the way,
yeah,
you did. And, you know, like, because Kylie Wong was on the team, and he was trying to come back from an injury. Yeah. And, you know, he had been the guy that was sideline to sideline all the time, and you kind of took his place.
Yep.
But Kylie was a huge fan of yours.
Yeah.
So, like, that, like, it's been, I mean, it's however many years ago what that was now, 19 years ago. It's
been a few.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I mean, that shaped me. Like, being in at that season of the NFL when you had more veteran guys, like, that really shaped me, and it's helped shape my leadership kind of style. Like, that's how you do it.
Mm.
Like, and you take it serious. That's what I, like, I felt that it was more serious.
Really?
Now,
you
guys,
just, like, that's, like, the difference you felt?
The difference
was, like, the how that it's not
now.
College kids.
Yes.
Yeah. What's, so, I mean, so that, you have that year, and, you know, like, okay, we're talking about that. That's the other thing you see. Is you're, when you're a rookie in the NFL, is like, oh, guys are getting cut.
Yes.
And they're getting cut during the season. And I was wondering about that with you, because I always, it's one of the things that happens when you're a head coach all of a sudden, and you've been involved in decisions where maybe guys got cut before, but you're not the one delivering the news.
Correct.
So, like, what's your approach when you have to do that and you got to cut a lot of guys?
Yeah, really, when I was a young player, it really shocked me, because I see all these vets who are practicing hard in training camp. Like I said, it means a lot to them. And to see vets who I'm thinking they're going to make the team and they get cut, it was just like, I can't believe they cut.
Yeah.
And so, and it happened again, like my second year. And it's like, man, just, is this to be expected year after year?
Yeah.
So, and it was hard for me to take as a young player, but I kind of grew. I guess you don't want, it's hard to, but you just grow accustomed to, like, man, this is just the business of the game where guys are going to be let go. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you're still not close with guys or you can't be friends with guys, but you get to see guys on other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You get to have more friends around the NFL. And now sitting in a seat as a coach and having to deliver that message is so hard on me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard because you're telling this player no. But the more and more I've done it, the more I've grown comfortable with it, not because of me, but because of the players and how they receive the news. Like, every player that myself and Nick have talked to, they've been, one, very gracious of being here in Houston, thankful to everything that we do for the players. So it's like, okay, it's like it's a sigh of relief because I'm thinking guys are going to take it extremely hard and they're going to be disappointed. But most guys take it fairly well. And the one thing that a lot of guys say, hey, what can I do better?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your time to give them now some constructive
criticism.
Give
them that plan to try to build them up a little bit. Yeah.
And so it's been great meeting with the guy. It's still heartbreaking. Nick's like, oh, we got to go downstairs.
Just
go yourself.
I felt when Kubiak cut me, I felt like I needed to give him a pep talk, because that was his first year, you know, and he'd already been through, that's his first offseason going through some of the veteran offseason cuts and everything. And he was just he was so ready to be a head coach in a lot of ways, because he'd been in the league forever. And I was really impressed with him and how he handled everything. But I remember there was one day where he came in the team meeting where it was like, I thought it was the perfect illustration of how no matter how ready you think you are for it, you're not ready for it. Because he went off on something about, like, and I'm tired of the agents calling and getting the calls and whatever this. And have you had that moment where you realize, like, oh, okay, I was prepared, but I wasn't quite prepared for this? Like one particular thing?
I'm trying to think here. It's so many different things that you think you're prepared to just coach ball.
Yeah.
Right? Because you spend time as a coordinator, position coach, just focusing on football. I think it's just when things get thrown in your lap, like having to handle the cuts, having to just handle scheduling and different things, adjusting.
It's just like all of it, like the enormity of it.
Yeah, it's a heavy weight to carry because there's so many things and it's never the same. Every day is different.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some beauty in that because it's not monotonous, but it also wears on you from a standpoint. You never know what to expect when you go in.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a moment hit me too hard.
You're pretty good at taking stuff kind of.
Try to.
You understand that when there's a challenge, you just got to work through it.
I try my best to.
Yeah.
Just work through it. And I think the one thing is try to treat everybody with respect, treat people how I want to be treated. And that's helped me a lot.
Do you have anybody? We were talking to Mike D'Antoni today. He claims he's retired. but he was talking about just being, you know, a lot of times coaches don't have, everybody's got, players got sports psychologists and sports staff and everything.
Yeah.
head coaches don't necessarily have like that mentor or that person that they can talk to about stuff. Do you have any older coaches that you still kind of draw from?
I do, man. Actually, my former coach, former linebacker coach, Johnny Holland,
was
here
in
Houston with us when we played. Like, Johnny is just
I love him. And I didn't spend that much time around him. I loved him. Yeah.
So he's the guy for me who I can talk to. It doesn't matter. We're on different teams. He's still coaching, but he just feels like that big brother to me. No matter what's going on, our families are close. He's just such a great friend who's always going to shoot it straight to me.
You seem, you've talked about it, about finding different approaches for different players. You can't have the same necessarily leadership style for everybody. So, and you've worked up until this point, these last couple of years, mostly with defensive players. Yeah. Is there been a challenge in, working with a young quarterback? Or have you learned, okay, this is a different set of challenges that I got to help this guy talk through that maybe I haven't done before?
No, it's whenever you're working with players, for me, man, the same with CJ, it's just about building relationships.
Yeah.
Like when I was in San Francisco, I felt like the linebackers that I was coaching, like I had a great relationship with those guys. Mm-hmm. So I was able to coach them hard. I was able to, give them bad news and good. And they received it because they knew it came from my heart, mm-hmm. right? And I wasn't too hard on them, unless Aziz said something different.
Yeah, Aziz.
but with CJ, it's been the same. Like, no matter where guys are, offense, like, it's just, man, I just wanted to let them know that I truly care about them and develop a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then whatever coaching point I may have, it's easier to receive it because they know where it's coming from.
That's what I love. Honestly, I love when Aziz talks about butting heads with you because I think there's times where I think people have their vision in their head of the movie version of a football coach or whatever their high school football coach was, and that they think that to be a tough football coach, you got to be somebody that's screaming at them and insulting them all the time. And it really, Aziz, when he talks about him butting heads with you, it's a perfect illustration of, no, the toughest football coach is the one that holds you to a high standard.
That's it.
And the attention to detail, because it's 3 inches to the left and 3 inches to the right. And you're like, why will DeNamico not shut up about it? like that's the stuff I think that people might not realize that players want and need, but that's the toughest coaching you get. It's just the standard you're held to.
It is. I have a very high standard for these guys.
Yeah.
And if they don't have one, I'm going to put one there for them, them to reach. And even if it's a good play, I'm not always celebrating the outcome of the play. Mm-hmm. Hey, and I do it the right way, but hey, man, what if you were 2 steps to the left, mm-hmm. right? What if your eyes were exactly where they're supposed to be on this play? Like, just making sure they go back to their process, being deliberate, the small little minute details, because in big games, as you know, it's not the wild plays.
Yeah.
It's who can be consistent, who can not screw it up the most, and those are the teams we're going
to
win.
Well, I talked to you about this last year. I love your pro grow tapes.
Yeah.
Because I think, honestly, and you talk to a lot of guys that played in the league, and there's times where you just feel like, I feel like I got to improve at everything, and I don't know exactly what they even think about me or what I need to improve on. And it feels like these guys have a pretty good plan set out for them about, okay, just this digestible amount of things. I got to fix these these one or two things.
Yeah, it's one thing. And what we do during training camp, like that's the pro grow tapes we do in the offseason and OTA. So when guys come in, it's one-on-one meetings with your coaches. You go through that pro grow tape, give you a couple things. But when we come back in training camp, what I've done is I asked our offense, defensive coaches, every day of camp, I want one guy from your position, mm-hmm. and I want you to write down one thing that he's working on that day.
Yeah.
And we're going to list it. We're going to put it up in front of the team so mm-hmm. everybody knows, hey, CJ Stroud, progression.
Yeah.
Or Aziz Al-Shaair, hey, wrapping up. Yeah. Like, it's one thing. You pick one player from your position. So every day of camp, you got different players on there, different one thing for them to improve on. Yeah. And we also do it.
And your teammates know about it.
Your teammates know. So your teammates can check you. Yeah. Like, hey, Seth, you're supposed to work on your first step.
Right, yeah.
Like, are you on it today?
And that's where, that's the players themselves are such valuable resources for that, right? Because a defensive tackle working next to another defensive tackle, and that guy's working, he's supposed to be working on his get off.
Right.
I'm going to remind him, like, hey, get your get off.
It's more powerful always when it comes from your teammates.
Yeah.
It's like we talked about you saying something about the communication. That meant more to me than it's like, oh, a coach is getting on me about the communication. Well, no, my teammate needs it. I'm going to make sure I got it down, right?
Yeah.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I read the Energy Bus because I had read in an article that was on your shelf. Yeah. And I think the big one I took away from that, you know, it's a good book for kids, I think, because it's or young men, because it's a lot of guys aren't readers, but yeah. It's a kind of like parables almost.
Right.
But the concept of energy vampires and not being an energy vampire.
Yes.
Like is that still something you talk about? I heard it from players early last year, but I don't think I've heard it again.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't have any energy vampires?
I got rid of all the energy
vampires. You got rid of the guy.
They can't get on my bus. So no, it's definitely plays a part into like who we want on the team.
Yeah.
Like it's guys with good character, good energy, good vibe. And you do that throughout the draft process. For me, is like talking to their teammates or their coaches to see how our guy, we watch the tape, we get the tape.
Yeah.
Well, how are these guys around a locker room, around a building with the academic staff? And you get to know, oh, this is a real dude or not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it's a guy, I got mixed reports on him and he's next.
Really? Yeah. You don't have time for it. Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to be pushing guys. I know I'm going to have set a high standard for them, and they have to be able to have their resilience and have a great attitude to be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make sure we get the right guys in. And Nick has done a great job of just both of us teaming up and making sure we find the right guys.
The right guys, yeah. And I think for you and Nick, it seems like you guys have formed a real good understanding of, hey, whatever, you know, because there's no one way to do it, but there's your way to do it and what's going to work for you. And you seem to have been able to identify some of these guys in the draft because honestly, D'Amico, I'd love to be a grumpy old man about kids these days and everything. I come out here and watch, and I talked to Kamari Lassiter the other day. I'm like, these guys are more mature and professional than I think most guys were like when I was a young guy.
They are.
Like they just approach it differently.
Yeah, they are approaching it. And I think the college space has helped them when it comes to like now these guys are getting NIL, they're getting money. Like they've seen a big paycheck before.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising to them. So they had to figure out how to manage money, how to manage a team of people who are helping them. They had to figure that out fairly early.
Mm-hmm.
So coming here, it's just that next step of it. So they're prepared, they're ready for the moment, and the league isn't too big for them. It's not overwhelming
mm-hmm.
when they get their first paycheck because these guys have seen numbers like that before.
As CJ Gardner-Johnson said that on the Pivot podcast, something about how the first couple of years he was in the league, it was almost like he was living what he thought the movie version of a football player is. And you got to break all those preconceptions and everything about what it's like.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see like just some of these young guys. Like Kamari, I talked to him a little bit about something I had heard Fred Warner say that you taught him about how, look, everybody's running the same thing. It's just they're getting to it different ways.
Yeah.
And is that part of the challenge in just kind of coaching something is just simplifying it and saying like, look, no, this is what you need to worry about. Don't worry, we won't hear the helicopter.
You won't hear it? Okay.
Yeah. Oh. That's high quality equipment
Big time. Nah, I truly believe in making football as simple as possible for you. Like, I've been on defenses where you try to run 50 different calls and you're not good at any of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are like, oh, you run this scheme and this coverage. Yeah, we run this coverage, but it's going to be very detailed. And every little detail that we can even think about, like, it's going to be dialed in. Mm-hmm. And our guys are going to know that detail. And then once we get that defense down, then we go to the next one. And we're going to dissect that thing and make sure it's everybody knows all the ins and outs. And so now when you line up, we've gotten so many reps at what we do. Now we can mix and match. We can do different things. It looks more complex than it is. But it's
the illusion of complexity.
That's what it's all about, right? But I still want our guys to go out and be able to play fast. I don't want Kamari thinking. I don't want Aziz thinking. I don't want Will thinking. I want them to be able to play as fast as possible. And we do that by myself keeping it as simple as possible.
There was one article I was reading about kind of where things have moved with sports psychology. And it was one of these things. I fought it at first because I'm, you know, I got the movie version of football in my head. But the concept of, when you're trying to improve a skill or get a guy better at something, it's a lot more effective to just show them an example of somebody else doing it right or they themselves doing it right than it is to show them the mistake.
For sure.
Because then you're just strengthening the mistake. And I know when you first got here, you were showing these guys a whole bunch of 49ers tape, right?
Yep.
Are you able to now show them a lot of Texans tape when you're doing that?
We got rid of the 49ers tape.
Did you guys bury it?
We didn't bury it. It's still in the archives just in case. We pull them an example. But, you know, for the most part, it's just showing guys how it's done. But for me, I always believe in positive reinforcement. It's not, hey, don't back up. Don't do this. Don't. Hey, just one step this way. Hey, just make sure you put your eyes on the back this time. Hey, make sure you see that, and it's just all about the positive reinforcement. What do I need to do? Don't tell me what I do. Tell me what don't to do.
Because in the player's mind, he's thinking about
jump offside.
He's getting mental reps on doing it the wrong way.
Exactly.
Gary Moeller, we had a defensive coordinator, Gary Moeller. He'd been the head coach at Michigan for a long time. He was big on that. He'd say, you can't visualize a negative. So if you say don't fumble the football, immediately you're thinking about it. So it's hold on to the football.
Yes.
Did you read any books this last month?
I'm working on one. Nick just gave me, and you're gonna ask.
Oh, is it? It's a Morgan Hensel one, probably.
What's the name of it?
Is it like Psychology and Money or something like that?
No,
I've read like four books by it that Nick.
Just gave me one. Oh man, something about everything is the same. I got to figure out.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. I think of the name. What's the name of the author, Omar?
It's, everything is the same. It's not.
The same as ever.
Same as ever.
It is good.
Same
it's
as
good.
Ever.
I read it when Nick sent it to me last year.
Yeah, same as ever. So that's the one I'm working on now.
Circumstances change and everything, but some things are true, and some people always operate the same way in certain circumstances.
Yep.
I read Belichick's book this summer.
How was that?
It was good. It started off slow. And then he got into it. He got into his group. I was listening to the audio book.
Gotcha.
In the first couple... The first couple chapters, I'm like, this is Belichick, like press conference Belichick. This is going to be a long one. And then he got rolling. I thought the one, and I told Nick this, I like to read biographies or autobiographies of people and pick out the advice that people definitely aren't going to follow because it's hard. And he said the four most important words for a leader to know are, I effed that up. And that taking accountability and just showing everybody that, hey, when you make a mistake, I'm taking accountability for it, and it doesn't mean it's acceptable. I'm going to fix it, but the leader's got to really admit, which I feel like for young coaches, that's tough. That's tough when you're not established. Like I'm guessing Belichick said that more as he got older than maybe when he was younger.
And I just believe that, like, just as a father, right, as a person, like, I believe in admitting, owning up to the mistakes and letting people know you're just human.
Yeah.
Like, I may have the title of head coach or title of dad, but hey, dad messes up too. Hey, I could have said that different to you. Like, I'm sorry. Hey guys, I screwed that up in this meeting. I shouldn't have did it that way if I had to do it. Now I'm going back and I'm trying to work on it and fixing it. But I think that's, I believe in doing that.
Yeah.
And guys see that you're truly I'm human. I'm not the, you know, informative head coach who never makes a mistake and will always say things perfectly in the meetings. And it's like, no, I'm just like you. We're all the same. We're going to make mistakes. I'm going to let you know. and I'm going to try my best to correct it for the next time.
Yeah, it makes it a lot harder for the guy that wants to claim he didn't mess up on that play, right?
Exactly.
I'm not going to keep you. Got actual football stuff to handle. I feel I feel so good that you took something from me dressing
your guy. Yeah, I did. Appreciate you, man.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.